week of meeting for the design of, for the beginning of the new project on remote control, for the design for the new remote control, and the project manager, Krista Pavlov. And so, first, we were opening, then we get used to one another, and we speak about this tool we're going to design and try to make a project plan, some discussion, and then we talk about the next meeting. So, we want to do a new remote control. It has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. I think the important points we have to talk about are its functional design, its conceptual design, and detailed design at the end. And for that, we're going all to work individually and then have meeting during all day. So let's try the whiteboard. So any of you want?
Yeah, my favorite any of us. It's gonna be not my favorite one, but the one I can draw. And it's gonna be, you'll try to guess.
Wow. Complex. A cat.
No.
A rabbit.
Yes, that's a rabbit.
A rabbit. Where's the cat?
That's it.
I am not very good at it. It's kind of fun. My favorite animal is...
Wow.
A human.
Yes. Yay. Very complex animal. And characteristics of this animal is dangerous.
You're supposed to.
Wow, that's cobra.
Wow. And a snake? Cobra.
Exactly. Yeah, more pretty.
Small cobra.
Oh, it's a small cobra. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a worm?
Quite recognizable.
What about you?
Krista.
Fish.
Okay.
My board is working.
Yeah. Next. Next.
Just try to guess who's the user interface designer.
Yeah.
Well, according to the drawings.
Not me.
Yeah, you okay.
So 25 euro for remote control.
That's the price we want to, that's the aim for the price for the remote control. We aim to do this profit.
This big number.
It's an international market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to sell 2 million.
For a production cost of 12-15 euros maximum. So, any of you have experience in remote controls?
Yes, we have plenty at home. In fact, my daughter likes very well remote controls.
To eat.
To eat, yeah. Mainly, and to break.
So that could be a great application, remote controls, children-proof.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah, children, yeah. Cool. So she likes buttons, which make click. So has to click. But mainly it has to be very robust, because even if she's not very tall, she's high enough so that when she throw it away, it's so it has to be very robust.
Okay, unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
Oh, yeah. We have some charity dog or something. Mm-hmm.
Has to be nice looking, colorful.
Colorful.
That's not practical.
Because nobody has colorful.
Yeah, it's always black.
Black, yeah.
No.
But this one could be, I don't know, purple.
But how about okay, just, but it's monochrome. It's it's not like.
Yeah.
No, because you think.
I don't have to even find it.
Yeah, even we can change colors, no? Like the like the phones
yeah.
and these things.
Oh. Change color.
Mm-hmm.
At least for children, like phone color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it should be really small and
small. Also, what you think?
Not so big, like.
No, not too much buttons.
Yeah, not too much buttons. Mm-hmm.
Should it be? You know these remote controls where. There are what we call universal remote control. So you can decide that now it's the remote control for the television, then it's the remote control for the sound system or for your fridge or whatever. I don't know if it's or if we should have a targeted remote control.
So
color, size, yeah, size matters.
Yeah.
So you think it's better of small than bigger?
Yeah, maybe at least not bigger than this.
Yeah, but without any extremes, like not of this size.
No,
yeah,
not too small.
At least it should hold, you know, hand properly.
Yeah, like a palm size.
Yeah.
To hold it.
But what would be different from this, from the others?
Yeah, maybe we can change the color of the, at least the frame.
Yeah, at least the color.
So then it depends, you have to, I mean, you can easily remove the frame.
One thing important, for instance, in this remote control, if you remember when people use it, they never find a good button at the right place. For some reason, they click the off button when they want to use the, so there's a problem in the design of that kind of remote control somehow.
So some kind of idea with a cellular phone with a screen that will tell you what?
No screens. It's too complex.
Okay.
Too expensive for 20
Too expensive.
Maybe
yeah.
Not too expensive. Well, it's not my phone. Well, okay. But no screens or remote controls.
I thought it could be only a screen, which would change depending on. The user, or even the user. So I prefer to have the off button at the top right. So I would have my own design of the remote control, because it's in fact just a full touch screen remote control, if you like.
I mean,
I don't know if it makes sense.
It's like two types, no? People are right-handed or left-handed. So because I'm left-handed, I use like this. So if you're right-handed, you use like this. So your switch on and off should be.
Adaptable.
Yeah.
So how many actions do we need to implement?
Maybe I think even we can keep two switches and then we can only make one working. We can adapt only one switch. Suppose here, like, we can make two switches, and if I'm left-hander, I use this switch for the main operation.
I mean, if it's less than 3, then we can make it
three buttons, you mean?
Like three mental states. Yeah, you know what I mean. You can just make it controlled by your brain. Yeah.
Maybe
sure.
It's more if there is a software inside. Ask you three. if we want a universal remote control, that we said before, it may need more than three bottom, three.
Yeah, more than three actions that we may want to do at the same time.
But for standard actions, you may usually what to do is change channels, you adjust volume, and nothing else.
Yeah, but for instance, when you change channels, you can just go to the next one or go to channel 25.
Mm. And that's already more complex to go to channel 25.
Mm-hmm. You do this?
No.
Why do you just change channels?
Because I'm only using three or four channels.
Yeah. But they keep generally the slash this thing and then the dash and then you can put.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I change channel like this.
Yeah.
I want to go to 25 and then to 10.
Back to the what I was before.
Also,
yeah.
You can
yeah,
change.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
go back button. Good.
We had that.
Yeah, the previous button is.
Even the history.
Oh,
so
okay.
You could like undo previous and the previous. Then you can watch what your are. You could also record your record your sequence of actions. That becomes more complex. You could look at what the other people have used.
Yeah, yeah. What the which channels they use.
Okay.
Easy.
So I think we have
enough idea.
And we're going to meet again in 30 minutes. And I want you to work on these ideas and try to make it the ones, make to decide what are the ones important and what are the ones that we don't want. And maybe more in the technical parts, what we want to do. So your personal coach will send you some instruction for these 30 minutes.
What does MD mean? MD, the user requirement? For us.
Market expert.
Well, that's me. Of course. Yeah, the user requirement specifications.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
See you in 3 minutes.